When people come to our temple, commonly for the Sunday program for the first time, I like to meet them and hear their impression, like their first impression. And one of the responses is, very colorful, very musical, very lively, very different also. But consider yourselves fortunate, because sometimes ceremonies like this or rituals can go for 3 days. No joke, 3 days. When I first started coming to visit this temple, there was somebody else that was doing the service that I'm now doing here. I have a responsibility for overseeing the spiritual standards of our temples in the Midwest. So somebody else before me, Ramshata knows this person, Badri Narayan Prabhu was the GBC here before. And for cordial social courtesy, he went to go visit the minister of the Catholic Church across the street. And the minister of the Catholic Church was giving him a tour, because they have a school, they have a huge sanctuary. So our ISKCON member was commenting to the priest, very long sets, rows of pews leading to the altar. He said, there's a reason. And our Badri Narayan said, what's the reason? He said, when it's time for weddings, there's a long walk so they can always turn around and say no before they take their vows. I don't think that was really the intended design of the long rows, but part of the procedure that we've been doing here, I'm going to address to all of you specifically so that you can understand a little better what we're doing. The wedding ceremony has a technical name in Sanskrit. Vivaha means marriage, and sangskara is a Sanskrit word that means impression. So part of all of what's been going on is impressions are made in the mind. And there are a number of sangskaras at different stages of life. The Vedic picture is a picture of the soul's transmigration or reincarnation. You're familiar with that concept. The understanding is, within the body, there's a soul. And the soul is passing. In some cultures, it's called rites of passage. The juncture between something and the next something. So, prior to the first of the sangskaras or impressions is the would-be mother, would-be father, a ceremony, a sangskara, prior to conceiving the child, to invoke auspiciousness, to create an auspicious atmosphere for a very elevated soul to take shelter as their child. And then another, according to the Vedic conception, the soul is conscious at all times, but there are states of consciousness. One of them is called susupti, or deep sleep. And then there's a stage where the soul within the womb of the mother becomes awake, another state of consciousness, and there's a ceremony between that prior and the next stage of consciousness. And then when the body carrying the soul leaves the body of the mother, because while within the body of the mother, the body is being fed by the umbilical cord, and when the umbilical cord is cut, then it's no longer simply dependent upon the nourishment from the body of the mother. And so another sangskara is performed between those. So junctions between this thing and that thing, a prior thing and the next thing. And another, when at a certain stage the child is fed only milk of the mother, and then when foodstuffs independent of the mother in the form of grain is offered to the child, there's another sangskara. And like that, the soul moving. Factually, our Vedic wisdom teaches, the soul is independent. But because of identification with matter, or affinity for matter, we take birth and we go through these different stages. We go through the cycle of the stages of life, and then leaving the body, there's another sangskara, and then the soul goes on to the next body, like that. So this vivaha sangskara, wedding ceremony, is another transition of the soul from independent to interdependent existence with another. And all of the mantras, and you know, the circle and garlands and the ritual, it's dedicated to several things. Ultimately bringing the mind to God. There's a nice verse in Sanskrit. Smartavya satatam vishnur na smartavya najata chit. The purpose of all rituals or all practices that make up like the external part of what we do has one purpose: to always remember God and never forget Him. So that's one of the purposes. And along with that, by the mantras, to invoke auspiciousness, like at the beginning of something in the Vedic tradition, the astrological calculation is considered before, like when to have the wedding, because it's an auspicious configuration of planets. When it is an auspicious time, then the ceremony is chosen, the time for the ceremony is chosen. And at the beginning of anything, the beginning of a journey, the beginning of something, the invoking of auspiciousness and simultaneously the removal or diminishing of obstacles towards this one purpose, or remembering God and not forgetting Him. One other message, this is now a little bit in addition to Ed's family and friends and relatives and so forth over here that are not familiar with the tradition, but also for our newlyweds here. Along with the concept of the transmigration of the soul, there's another very important Vaishnav or devotee of Krishna concept, and that is yukta vairagya, or engaging that which is from God in service to God. For the soul, I'm making a circle here, you'll go this way for you. For the soul to end the otherwise endless cycle of birth and death, so round and around and around, through so many different species of life, not just human form of life, but higher species, lower species, different forms of life, to end that cycle of birth and death, due to the affinity of the soul for matter, is seeing matter as it is meant by God's creation to be used in His service. So utilizing things of life, like husband and wife, to the relation, the attraction that's naturally there to keep the circle going around. Male-female attraction is there regardless of the species of life. They don't have to go to school to learn. It's intrinsic. It's built within the system of embodiment by God's arrangement. So how to take that affinity for matter, seeing matter as coming from God, and use matter in God's service. And by using matter in God's service, this is the important part, detachment from the spirit of trying to be the enjoyer of God's property. Instead, seeing matter as a facility for service to God. It's a small, small nuance in one sense, but it's an essence in another sense. And similarly with marriage. So this is the part that's specifically for our newlyweds. One very important message in the marriage, sacred marriage or religious marriage, as opposed to just a civil marriage, go to the justice of the peace and now we're married and we have our marriage certificate. Our priests are certified with the government agencies that this is as good as, I mean, from the state's perspective, this is, they're married when this is over. They don't need to go do a separate one with the state or the city or whatever government agency. But the additional feature is a commitment before God with vows and the purificatory mantras that the relationship is one where one soul is assisting another soul. The husband is assisting the wife. The wife is assisting the husband to work together or combine together to help one another come closer to God consciousness or the goal of life. Using matter in the service of God rather than using matter as an object of enjoyment for oneself. Yukta vairagya is the Sanskrit term. Utilizing something, and because with family life, it's not just the husband and the wife. We'll say it explicitly. The husband should not see the wife as an object to fulfill my desires, and the wife should not see the husband as the instrument who's to fulfill my desires. To the degree that that's the mentality, there'll be friction because desires aren't always going to be fulfilled and I'll feel disappointed in the other person and there's a problem. Conversely, to the degree that one can see the husband and the wife or see the other party as here is a soul entrusted by God's arrangement to together serve God and help one another come closer to God. That's our relationship. That's our marriage. That's the foundation of our marriage. Because from marriage then comes paraphernalia. A place to live, a home. And to have the home, then there's income, so there's money. And then there's paraphernalia in the home. And, you know, there's a bank balance, and there's bills, and there's, you know, there's matter. Ingredients of matter, and how to see those things in family life, household life. They're simply facilities given by God to be used in His service. And there's a commitment in a Krishna conscious marriage to try to assist one another, to stay on course and move in that direction in our relationship as husband and wife. And all of this is to create auspiciousness in the beginning stage and, you know, explicit vows that you've been hearing, to carry one towards that direction. The beginning is auspicious, and then, of course, the commitment to stay on course is necessary. And so, in one sense, faith is irreplaceable. Faith is essential. And in one sense, that's all that's required. But the ritual, the sangskara, the ceremony that we've been observing, it's a great, when faith is there, it assists. It, again, creates an auspicious circumstance for being very clear on the purpose of our becoming husband and wife and what the path is in front of us. Now, a little bit for the people over here. And I guess also for over here too. This is a very especially important event because the young woman here was one of these little kids once upon a time who, since she was little, she was with her family doing the things all the little kids here do. You know, coming to the temple and running around and seeing the aarti and, you know, doing all the devotional things. And she went through all of that and completed her education and did her college study and is now teaching and is now initiated and is now being married. So it's like, wow, you know, from over here. Yay! From over here. And some appreciation for all of you over here. Her hand is being given to your son or your relative because of the appreciation of his very wonderful qualities. And, you know, specifically to Ed, you got a big responsibility to uphold for all of these people over here, in addition to the one next to you over there. Because it's an example setting. I've been speaking to both of them. This is an example setting life that you're now living because all these nice kids, boys and girls, especially the girls, are looking to Shamasaki and, you know, here it is. This is the model. And he's the one, for all of you over here, that's being, you know, entrusted to help the model person continue being model-like. The devotee, because I was traveling and just came in this morning, the devotee that picked me up at the airport complimented Shamasaki, said, well, so far she's doing really good. That's so little appreciation where appreciation is deserved. And one of the persons, especially receiving the credit for helping both parties, is the young devotee here who is performing the yajna, and his good wife, who has been the inspiration, the guide, and the vision and inspiration for, especially for Ed, and, you know, I mean, almost singularly for Ed, from the time that he came in contact with Krishna consciousness, like I did during college time, and felt this really resonates. I want to pursue this further and be guided by this qualified devotee and his wife and continuing to this stage. So my obvious recommendation that has a reply, no problem, is continue to receive that guidance very carefully. Because there's always bumps in the road. Bumps in the road meaning affinity for matter of one kind or another kind that may not match his or hers. Mine is a different variety and his or hers is a different variety. And so working through those circumstances, of course, there's your own family members. And like in our community here, there's many very exemplary householder couples to look to, for example, and seek for guidance. And I think I'll just end with this little appreciation. I think it's fair to say Ed's best friend is seated right over here, Avello, right next to you here. You've met each other? Okay. So, both Ed and Avello went to school together at Illinois Institute of Technology. I'm pointing that direction south. And after graduating, Avello got an inspiration to reach into the student population because, as I understand it, 70% of the student population at Illinois Institute of Technology are foreign students. That's a lot, 70%. And of that 70%, I don't know what the percentage, but it's a big one, are Chinese students. Big percent. So one of the requirements of the Illinois Institute of Technology is that the foreign students, it's not optional, they must take a position where they're apprenticing or interning to learn not just like the Ivory Tower stuff, but how things work in America. Am I right so far? So, Avello, understanding that was part of how Illinois Institute of Technology works, submitted a proposal to the business school in marketing, saying, in formal language, marketing Krishna consciousness. We have a gift shop. Marketing, learning how to work in a gift shop, learning how to receive our guests that come in the door, learning how to use the internet and promote, market, Krishna consciousness, etc. And the person looked at the proposal and said, well, that's very creative. I've never seen one like this before. But as long as you're not, it's not an instrument to proselytize, you're literally doing marketing, it's fine. Oh, yeah, marketing only. And he kept his word. So I heard at the end of the year, there were four, are they here? No? There were four Chinese students that they opted for that activity, marketing, Krishna consciousness. And at the end of the school year, they made a little report on what their experience was like. And I was invited to hear their report. Each of the four of them reported something that I'd like to share with all of you. I mean, all of you. Several things. One, they were intimidated. Uh-oh, I'm going to get, you know, proselytized. But they overcame that and they came. And then their impression was, these people are really energetic. They've got lots of energy. I mean, kirtan, dancing and how we celebrate, you'll see in a little while. This has been very calm. You'll see the other kind. And then they said, they're like family. Especially for you over here. This is the impression of these Chinese students. They're like family. They treat each other, it doesn't matter what their nationality, what their race, what their background. There's a whole big mix of people and they treat each other like family. And they treated us like family too. So I felt comfortable. And then I learned a lot. You know, what they learned wasn't exactly, you know, what I would hope they would say. But, you know, they learned I need value in my life. Not just, one of them said explicitly, in Chinese people, this is his language, want money. They work hard to get money. And I understand now, working hard to get money, there's more to life than that. And, you know, that's what we were marketing, and I learned it. So I don't know yet what my other value is, but I know I need another value besides that one. But here we are at a wedding where a family that I've known for how many years? How many years? 20? 20. That many. Shoo-wee. And watching them grow in their spiritual lives and their children, very, very different personality children grow in their spiritual lives. And here we are with, you know, family. So this is, my appreciation is this is just part of that family. So welcome to the family. Hope you feel welcomed. And welcome doesn't mean, you know, you have to do all the rituals and say all the mantras and stuff. But feel invited into the direction towards God. And I'm sure you do support Ed and the path that he's chosen to go on. And your support is important for his success. Your well wishes are important. And over here, your well wishes are important for them to be successful. Be nice examples. Be nice role model for all the young and old alike. Maintain the commitments that you've made today with the support and well wishes of the community, and especially those closely guiding you. May your progress be very successful. Hare Krishna.